Oh, but the reporter seemed really young, even to me. He was thin and kind of sullen, like he didn't want to be here. Maybe he was one of those people who thought that bad luck was contagious. If it is, then I have to admit, you'd want to stay as far away as possible from my family.
Daddy? Barrett said. Is Santa still coming?
No one knew what to say to that. Gary gave me a look and I said, Dad, is it okay if we go in and watch cartoons?
That would be great, Kathy.
Gary smiled at me, grateful. This would give him a chance to tell the full story without the littles hearing every detail, which would include a full list of all the things they were never going to get. He got a disability check and decided to splurge on a big Christmas for us, despite being out of work. He would tell the reporter how he hit Best Buy in the mall, the one not too far from the motel where we're staying, the one with an Apple store and a Claire's and a Build-A-Bear. He paid to have everything gift-wrapped because how could he wrap them in secret, the five of us living in just the one room? Well, two if you count the kitchenette, but it's in full view. Anyway, Gary knew better than to leave the gifts in plain sight when he stopped at Target. Even here in the suburbs, you don't take those kinds of chances. But he drives a minivan. What else would you drive with four kids? And you can't really hide stuff in the cargo section. We have a blanket to put over things, but maybe the paper peeked out. Or maybe if you put a blanket over the stuff in your trunk, people know it's worth stealing. Maybe having Texas plates is enough? People in the North really seem to hate Texas. Anyway, as Gary was probably telling the reporter, someone jimmied the lock, and Christmas was gone just that fast. While we were watching television, the kids got hungry. All those damn commercials. How could they not get hungry? How could they not want things all the time? Some people call TV the idiot box, Gary said, but he liked to call it the craven box. He was very proud of that turn of phrase, although I didn't quite get it. When Gary likes a phrase, he can't let go of it. Anyway, I went outside to see if Gary had any change for the vending machines, although I knew he would not be happy to be interrupted. I waited as patiently as I could while he and the reporter talked at the tables where the motel's smokers congregate. Gary used to smoke, but he gave up cigarettes when he realized how much money he was spending.
I did it for you, he said to me and the other kids, but mostly me. I'm really sensitive to smells, and his breath was something horrible.
I stood over to the side, stamping my feet, exhaling as if I were having my own cig break. It wasn't that cold for December. I've known colder, and I've known warmer. Last year, this time, we were up in Cooperstown, but Gary decided that was too small. A year before that, it was Phoenix, but that was too big. He's like Goldilocks, I guess. He said Baltimore looked to be just right. He said Baltimore would be our best place yet. He says that every year, wherever we are. Gary was saying,
I pick up odd jobs where I can. I was a long-haul trucker, but obviously I can't do that anymore. It's hard. I'm a man. I have pride. But I need to live somewhere we can get benefits. We started the school year in Texas, but there's just no help there. Someone told me Maryland was a nice place, so we decided to try it out. It was supposed to be a new start for the new year. Well, it's still a new start. We're starting from rock bottom, but that doesn't mean we can't climb to the top of the rock pile.
The reporter was writing everything down, his eyes on his pad. I coughed to get Gary's attention. I'm sorry, Dad, but it's the kids, I said. They're hungry, and I thought if I could just get some stuff from the vending machine to tide us over until dinner.
Don't you have a kitchenette here? The reporter asked. How do you feed these kids anyway? We do have a little kitchen, Gary said. But I'm not ashamed to say that we go to soup kitchens, food pantries, wherever we can get a little help.
He began digging through his pockets, but I knew he wasn't going to come up with anything. The reporter just kept scribbling in his pad, and my face burned at the thought of the words he was writing there. He searched.